And I'm Scott Horsley in Miami. Kerry advisor Joe Lockhart put it mildly last night when he said the release of the bin Laden tape and the reaction to it made yesterday a relatively important moment in the presidential campaign. In a hastily called conference with reporters, Lockhart responded to President Bush's charge that Senator Kerry was playing politics with the tape. On the contrary, Lockhart said, it's the president who's trying to seize political advantage to rescue a campaign he described as on the ropes. Lockhart says Kerry's standard comment to a Wisconsin television station yesterday that President Bush had allowed bin Laden to escape from Tora Bora in Afghanistan came before Kerry was briefed on the contents of the new videotape. After Kerry was briefed by his national security adviser, Rand Beers, he stepped onto the tarmac at the West Palm Beach Airport and offered a statement that was carefully nonpartisan.
Let me just make it clear, crystal clear. As Americans, we are absolutely united in our determination to hunt down and destroy Osama bin Laden and the terrorists. They are barbarians. And I will stop at absolutely nothing to hunt down, capture, or kill the terrorists wherever they are, whatever it takes, period.
Aides say the bin Laden tape will not change Kerry's political strategy in the waning days of the campaign. After making his statement, Kerry immediately headed for a get-out-the-vote rally in Miami.
We have 4 days to go.
At the Claude Pepper Bayfront Park, Kerry dropped his customary reference to bin Laden's Tora Bora getaway. Instead, Kerry spoke more generally about his determination to keep America safe.
I will fight a smarter, tougher, more effective, more strategic war on terror, and we will make America safer than George Bush has.
Kerry also stressed his strong commitment to Israel in a show of support for South Florida's Jewish community and perhaps a show of defiance towards Osama bin Laden.
Let me also make it clear that there is no stronger ally that we have in the Mideast or in the war on terror because they've been suffering it for 50 years or more. No stronger ally than the state of Israel.
In the videotape, bin Laden says it was the, quote, injustice and inflexibility of the American-Israeli alliance that inspired the September 11th attacks. Whenever the idea has been raised that al-Qaeda or others might try to influence the U.S. election, the Kerry campaign has responded that the American people, not terrorists, will decide who will be the next president. Aides concede that the new videotape creates another challenge for Kerry as he tries to convey a message of change to nervous American voters. Still, Kerry advisor Mike McCurry cautioned news organizations have got to think through how much airtime they want to give to Osama bin Laden. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Miami.